This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White, and this will actually be the last of our COVID Weekly series. Thanks for joining us throughout this crazy year, and please join us in the new year as we transition to a more broader medical daily news program. Later in this episode, we'll hear more about getting some movement in while we're stuck at home, and that's up after this news. In this holiday season that is like no other, sales of Christmas trees are booming. Specific national sales data is hard to find, but across the country, Christmas tree grower associations say that retailers are running through their tree supplies quickly and that growers are reporting a big increase in sales. In Michigan, farmers have seen as much as a 50% increase, according to the executive director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association, Amy Start. Another seller, George Nash, travels each year from Vermont to New York City to sell more than 15,000 trees at spots across Upper Manhattan. He says the demand is crazy right now. We are almost twice ahead of where we were last year at this point in terms of sales. If the trends hold, it will be the best year we've ever had. The Fauci effect is driving up applications to medical school. The number of applicants is up 18% this year over last, according to the Association of American Medical Colleges, driven by the example of medical workers and public health figures such as Dr. Anthony Fauci. Stanford University School of Medicine reports a 50% jump in the number of applicants, or 11,000 applicants for just 90 seats. Boston University School of Medicine says applications are up 27% to just over 12,000 applicants for about 110 seats. Professionals and volunteers involved in contact tracing efforts have struggled to get people to answer the phone and share their contacts and movements. Now, with the virus surging across the country, they are also struggling to keep up with the huge number of new cases, making contact tracing vastly more difficult and less effective. Some public health experts now believe that at the very least, testing and contact tracing need to be scaled back in places with major outbreaks. Many states have increased COVID-19 testing, which increases the caseload for investigators and contact tracers. Contact tracers are also busier because the CDC recently changed the metric for close contacts from those who were within 6 feet of someone with the virus for 15 minutes or more to being that close for a total of 15 minutes during a 24-hour period. And one of the many negative effects of the pandemic is that it has made Americans even more sedentary, and the effects of this are long-lasting. With the continued rising number of coronavirus cases, more people are staying at home, working remotely, and getting less exercise. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Zvi Perlstein is sharing with us today why stretching and mindfulness are more crucial than ever in the sedentary COVID era. So, doctor, for so many of us, you know, commutes have all been erased from our daily routines. I know I only go one room over to my new office. So can you give us some tips to combat this sedentary COVID lifestyle a lot of us are leading?
So, you know, a lot of times we use a word for something like the word sedentary or sitting, and it can mean different things for different people. The key is motion or movement. And we have different components. You got a soul, you got the intellect, you got the emotions, you got the body, which breaks down to heart, lungs, blood vessels, or cardiopulmonary vascular, and muscles and joints primarily. All of these need a specific type of motion to optimize health. And sometimes we can forget one or the other. So people go to a gym, they might look in the mirror and want to make muscles, which is strengthening. They might miss motion. They might miss aerobics. So the key thing here is to know what your component parts are that we just listed, and then to know what optimal motion is. If we deal just with the body, what we're talking about is getting aerobic exercise. And if you're home, you could do walking in place. You could do jump rope. You could do jumping jacks. You could do a lot of different things, even in the home. If you're going to get outside, walking, jogging, bicycling, swimming, tennis, basketball, all safe, healthy aerobic activities, meaning challenging the heart, lung, blood vessel system so that it becomes stronger. That's life-preserving. And then limb-preserving, the muscles and joints to avoid pain and stiffness. What I like to talk about is the word that's used is stretching, but people confuse that. Because stretching can be all kinds of different things. Often you hear stretch, but then what? And you might see one or two little things. It's really full range of motion that people need. Mm-hmm. So if you go from head all the major muscle and joint groupings, it's full range of motion, and very few people know what that is. But that's what they need.
So, I mean, it's so important to, you know, get this movement, this full range of motion. What are the negative health consequences of being sedentary if we don't do those things?
Well, sedentary disease is probably the number one killer, the number one cause of pain and suffering, the number one healthcare cost. Consequences that we're talking about are because sedentary or sitting disease includes a whole collection of epidemic diseases. So whereas people know when they smoke, drink, or drugs, they're risking their health, people sitting all day, sitting to eat, sitting to drive to work, sitting at a desk, sitting at work, sitting at lunch, sitting. That's an issue because we're all doing it. In fact, right now listening to this, they're probably sitting, either at work or in a car or eating. And you're probably sitting. I just got up actually walking around, but I was sitting initially. And what are we talking about? You're talking about obesity, low back pain, heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, many forms of cancer, many forms of depression, and most of the muscle, tendon, bone, and joint ailments that come on with aging and more are connected and caused by sedentary or sitting disease.
Now, I'm sure most of us have heard this phrase that sitting is the new smoking. I mean, tell us more about that. Do you think that's really true?
Well, really, that's what we just addressed, because people who smoke, clearly, nobody's going to be so foolish to want to kill themselves, which is what smoking does, because you're putting poison. Mm-hmm. You know, if you give a puppy dog instead of water, gasoline, nobody would do that. But in effect, the oxygen, O2, that binds to hemoglobin in our red blood cells, when you smoke, whatever you're smoking, you're going to have carbon monoxide. The hemoglobin does not know the difference between O2 and CO. And CO is poison for us, because then what happens is the red blood cells are delivering CO, poison, to every cell in the body, from the brain to the nail in the toe, in the pinky toenail, and everything in between. And so smoking is suicide. It's just slow, generally. It's cumulative over time. Well, that's what sitting is. What sitting does, you know, we all need to sit. It's not just sitting. It's when we're not moving. So it's when we're lying down at night sleeping, when we're standing in the day, not moving or moving minimally. And also, it's not just about not moving for the heart, lungs, and blood vessels, the cardiopulmonary vascular aerobic activity. It's also the motion of the muscles and joints. So how many people know what full range of motion of the neck is and do that every day, or the shoulders, or the low back or hips? So when you see somebody bent over through the neck or low back, or the shoulder doesn't move fully, or the hip doesn't move fully, very often it's simply a matter of over time, we start as little people, kids, with mostly cellular cells of water content. As we age, they lose water. As we age, we go from fluid tissue to tight tissue. And when we're young, we're active generally. When we're old, we're sedentary. And what that does is the muscles and ligaments were short and stiff and tightened to the point of maximum motion. And if we're not moving fully daily or on a regular basis, you end up with all kinds of things. You're going to end up then with a doctor and an MRI telling you something, which is very often a normal finding, where your pain is generally most typically caused by this problem with muscles and ligaments, which is lack of motion, which now, not just sedentary disease, replacing cigarettes, but also with the pandemic, what we have is a huge problem, because it's not just the virus. People are going to be having more heart attacks, more vascular disease, more hypertension, more diabetes, more cancers, more depression, more of all of it. And so there are many tools in the pain toolbox that we each carry. But how to use them, which to use, what to do, this is all wisdom stuff. It's not just information. You know, you could Google stuff, but to get the wisdom to know really what you should do, it's typically not out there.
Well, wrapping up here, what are some, you know, really simple ways people can start incorporating this movement into their daily lives now that we are, you know, stuck at home?
Well, I packaged something called the 1 minute stretch, which teaches you head to toe full range of motion. I have a book called You Are Not What You Eat, capital U, capital R, You Are Not What You Eat, A Doctor's Guide to Transform Your Pain to Pearls of Wisdom and Joy. And I have a total body gym packaged as a portable backpack chair, usable inside, outside, everywhere. It's called SitFit Chair, sitfitchair.com. Basically, my company's Missing Links Health, and what I found is over 30 years practicing orthopedics, that I had all these ideas, and every time I checked to see if they existed already and they didn't, it's kind of a missing link, and a link is like a joint. So a lot of the things we're talking about don't exist. You know, you can go out and find an aerobic program. That's great. That's key. You can find different stretching programs. They may not address what you really need. And what you need is simple, but you got to know what it is. There's some wisdom that comes. It's not just information. And as far as the soul, which everybody, you know, we are the soul package, you know, residing in our body. And the soul needs to be fed properly. I mean, one of the main things causing obesity is not knowing how to feed the soul. And if the soul gets hungry, it's going to express his physical hunger. And what are we going to do? We're going to eat food, but that doesn't satisfy the soul. And you just keep eating, because you're looking to fill a soul hunger with physical food. That doesn't work. And so people need to get back, especially while we're home, get back to realizing who we really are. We're not our bodies or the materialistic things, our clothes, our cars, our houses, all the things we invest all this money in, or and very often energy. But we are an essential non-physical soul that is precious. And that's where we can all connect and really find health. But you need to keep the body healthy and all the components. So, you know, it's a whole breakdown, and you really have to prioritize, do the right things. It's doing the wrong things that mess us up. So knowing what to avoid is key, and then knowing what to do secondarily.
Find out more about Dr. Pearlstein at missinglinkshealth.com. And this has been Radio MD's COVID-19 Weekly, our last of this weekly series. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID-19@radiomd.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe, 6 feet apart, and we'll see you next year.